Welcome to episode 15 of Sternum of Crackling, the passcode that lights a candle of inquiry into film and snuffs it out with a glass beaker of self-help. In this episode, I'll be placing a beaker over the film The Hunger Games and we'll be asking the questions. The Hunger Games is, at first glance, Battle Royale all over again. It takes place in a dystopian society. It involves kids battling to the death as some sort of necessary sacrifice. It depicts television as a gluttonous eye, hungry for spectacle. As in Battle Royale, some of the characters are weak, easy targets. Some are sadistic and even eager to take part. Both films contain uneasy romance and the pitting against each other of the heroes. Though the backstories differ, The Hunger Games is Battle Royale in all of these respects, which raises the question on a plinth and then counts down dramatically to one. Are there any major differences at all? The answer wisely avoids running towards the weapon cache and instead ducks into the forest. There are differences, and the main one is in perspective. Though an entertaining film, I haven't eaten the book, Battle Royale tends to stick with the kids. For the most part, we are with them in the midst of battle. In The Hunger Games, though, we are allowed to see much more of society. The reactions of the districts, the manipulation behind the TV show, the bizarre quest for sponsors, the families and their suffering, and the preparation for the games. This is where Battle Royale feels weaker by comparison. When it strays from the battle, we see less of its society, and the bits we do see seem fragmented as if they're merely a nose needed to prop up the spectacles of the spectacle of battle. Battle Royale is all about the shock of the situation. You can scratch at its surface and sniff, but you won't find much more than snuff, and only implied snuff. The Hunger Games places the horror of the games within a much more fully realised society, and in that respect, it is fleshed out dystopian fiction. It is easier and more fulfilling to extrapolate lessons about our world from The Hunger Games than it is from Battle Royale, where comparisons are likely to be more superficial and less thoughtful. The Hunger Games takes Battle Royale to the next level. This is not to criticise Battle Royale. That would be like criticising a fish for not being a lizard. I realise only now that I've failed so far to squeeze self-help from the orange of The Hunger Games. Does it offer any guidance to the weary life traveller? Yes, it does. It tells us confidence in oneself and positive self-talk, blah, blah, blah. Never mind all that, just watch it. Thanks for listening to this epicure of Song of Crumpet. If you want to throw opinions like daggers into a board of text, please leave feedback at iTunes on Twitter. Peace.